Well, good evening, gentlemen, and it's another Friday night, and I got 5 news items for ya, and I'll put all the links to them down below. So let's get started, shall we? Now here's a femon, and she's 25 years old. She doesn't look too happy there, but that's because she's in a little bit of trouble. I must say, though, there's not a lot of makeup on her. Anyway, this femon is a teacher, but she kinda had outside activities with one of her male students. She drove to the cemetery where they had steamy sex 3 times a week. Now, the male student was 17 at the time. Now, in Nebraska, where this happened, 16 is the age of consent. But it's illegal for any teacher to go with any student of theirs. It's a felony. Now, of course, the teacher knew that. That's why she kept it quiet. Then she probably thought she'd never get caught, and if she did, she could lie her way out of it because she's a femon. Or she might say she was forced by the 17-year-old. And this is like a kind of a pandemic, isn't it? And I believe it's been happening all the time, it's only just been found out because people are looking for it now. But I'd be very surprised if she got an actual sentence, a jail sentence. Why? Because she's a femon, that's why. Of course, I remember femon saying, ooh, loads of times, femons don't need sex like men do. Oh yeah? It seems like they do, doesn't it? And the next one, this was a school nurse, and she had sex with a student at least 12 times. This femon didn't even leave the school. She did it in the nurse's room. This femon is 26 years old. No mention of the student's age, but it was below 17. And this femon is wearing quite a lot of makeup. And you can bet your bottom dollar these femons also have a boyfriend as well, or maybe even married, who knows. But this femon is being charged with 2 counts of rape. But the sentence won't be near as serious if it was a man, of course. And I think they should lower the sentences for men, or raise the femons up to the men's level at least. After all, it's the same crime, isn't it? And here's the next one. Ah, now, this femon has had at least 30 plastic surgeries to make herself look like Barbie. Her breasts are apparently QQQ, whatever size that is. Then she started having plastic surgery at the age of 24. And people say she's crazy, but she doesn't care. So that means she is crazy. And she reckons she spent over $1 million on the plastic surgeries. Makes you wonder where she got the goddamn money from. Of course, she's doing this because of a man's fault somewhere. Oh, here it is. She was married at 16 years old. She has 2 children and divorced at 21. And apparently she worked as a waitress. Now, you ain't telling me she could spend $1 million being a waitress. Only. Obviously, this femon has a lot of issues. Of course, she's getting on a bit now, but to me, she looks absolutely ridiculous. And apparently, she has to sleep at a 30-degree angle at night, otherwise she may get suffocated. I could only think she does all this just to get attention. This is the lengths femons will go to get attention. And you can bet your bottom dollar when she was, say, 21, she probably looked okay. But now, she looks like a freak. Okay, so now here's a quite a fake-looking femon. Tattoos, full makeup. Now this femon is a mother also, but she said she stabbed her boyfriend in self-defense and killed him. But in actual fact, the man was found to have been stabbed 17 times and died through blood loss. That's a hell of a defense, isn't it? And then comes the lies and deceit in court. She claims she mistakenly hit him in the neck with a dagger while trying to grab a money box. What, 17 times? But she's admitted to when he fell back that she stabbed him in the heart too. Apparently just after killing him, she phoned her friend and was giggling, saying that she's going to arrange a false alibi. This is one sweet femon. Presumably her child is from another man, and this man who's only 25 years old has obviously lost his life. Because he's got hooked up with a crazy femon. So if you guys are with a femon right now, I just sleep in the spare room tonight. Now here's a femon I'd featured before. She apparently has the fattest vagina in the world. Or somewhere. Don't know how they know that. But obviously she had loads of plastic surgery to her lips and obviously very large breasts. But she had a bit of trouble with one of her breasts. It went and it burst. So now she only has one breast. I don't know, that might start a new trend. But apparently she says she's going to go au naturel now. She will never ever be natural again. Not after doing all that to her body. And I believe she's only 25 years old. She looks a little more like 45 years old to me. And she seems to be one of mine. Well, one of our countries. She's Canadian. She's from Toronto. But good luck to her if she's trying to go back to au naturel. Of course, she'll never look the same. But I would think she has more to do with mental issues than anything else. Why anybody would do this to their own body is amazing to me. But femmes love to disfigure their bodies for some reason. Anyway, guys, of course I'd like you to tell me what you think about these stories. Because it'll give me something to read while I'm sipping on my alcohol. Well, beer. And if any of you guys out there have a long-term girlfriend or something, ask her what she thinks of some of these stories. That might start a Friday night fight. You take it easy now, fellas. I know I will.